Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you wondering why some days you feel great about you, but other days you might feel terrible or just not feeling good about life in general? Well, today I'm going to go into this. Why you feel great some days and not others, and what you can do. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. So, in particular, in my earlier 20s and teens, I should say, my self-esteem and confidence used to be up and down like a yo-yo. Can't even believe I've said that, yo-yo. I haven't seen a yo-yo for years. Do they even exist? I don't know. Anyway, my self-esteem and confidence, like I was saying, was up and down constantly. And it was because I was very reliant on external factors. If someone said something good to me, I usually feel quite good. But if they didn't, I could feel rubbish. And I was very much trying to seek external validation and all sorts of things. I was a bit of a people pleaser, particularly in the job world and generally. And one day, when I took hold of it and said, right, this is it. I'm going to change how I feel. I'm going to build up my self-esteem and confidence to really, really high levels. And I was determined to do that because I got to a point where I was so reliant on external factors and they weren't going my way. And I was upset. I was crying. I remember that moment. And I was just so down. It got me to a real low. So when I started taking hold of it, I started researching and understanding everything. Trying to understand as much as I could about self-esteem and confidence. What got people who had a lot to feel good? What did they do? What were their habits? What were all the theories saying? And then when I was doing that, I could really see other people, and you might be able to relate to this, see other people who struggle with their confidence or self-esteem. And sometimes those who suffer with self-esteem surprise us. We don't really see it coming. But the thing is, it's our habits. It is our habits. If we don't consciously pay attention to what we're doing in terms of our self-esteem and whether things are serving us, in this day and age, you are going to be in trouble. There is too much competition. There is too much negativity, comparison in this world for you not to be looking after your self-esteem every single day. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some great in the world, and gratitude is something I've certainly learned to work on in terms of appreciating what's good in the world. There's so many opportunities and the world's a great place. But if we look at things in the wrong way or start focusing on the negatives, especially about ourselves, then we're going to be in trouble. And it's quite easy to do that unless you train yourself. So you cannot afford to not be working in self-esteem every single day. You don't have to be doing hours of work. We're just talking about a few minutes, a few things each day. And it's going to stack up over time and eventually you're going to feel great about you. The problem is we live in this instant gratification world of we want to feel good. So we go for that wine or we go for eating that tub of ice cream. And in the moment they feel good, but not on the long term. Now, I'm not saying you can't treat yourself to those things, but you've got to look at habits that are going to make you feel good day in, day out. Because you need to be doing that to feel good. There is no shortcut to feeling good. There's no shortcut to success. But if you keep doing things that make you feel good every single day, you're going to feel good the majority of the time, especially about you. So how can we become more conscious? Get a coach or mentor. That is crucial. Now, I usually do offer this, but my space is kind of a bit limited at the moment. But if you get a coach, you get a mentor, and it's definitely made a big difference in my life, then you create more self-awareness for yourself. And when you create that self-awareness within yourself, you are able to identify those good habits, do more of them, and get rid of the bad ones. And it can really help from an outside perspective. And you can spot yourself and getting realizations you've never had before. So what can you do in this world that's challenging to work on your self-esteem? Okay, so the first thing I'm going to say is make a list of things that make you feel good and make a list of things that don't make you feel so good. And this is really simple, but something we don't do. And I've just actually been finishing a UPW, Unleash the Power of Inns, with Tony Robbins. And quite a lot of the stuff they share in there is like dead simple, but so effective. But we don't do half the things. He says common sense is not too common, which is very, very true. I've especially known that within myself for many, many years. But if you do more of the things that make you feel good and less of the things that make you feel bad, you're going to feel good. The problem is we're on autopilot mode. And this one sounds so simple to be true, but we're on autopilot mode. And what's autopilot mode? Autopilot mode is when we constantly just go through our day-to-day, don't examine what we're doing, because we're so used to doing things, whether things make us feel good about ourselves or not. So make a list of things that genuinely make you feel good, not what you think should make you feel good, and things that make you feel bad. And look at that list and try and cut out some of those bad things and try and add in more of those good things. The second point is, well, I've talked about it already, get a coach or mentor. I'm going to say this again. Getting a coach or mentor will really, really help you understand more about you and help someone create that awareness within yourself. And then my final point is journal. Journal how you feel regularly. Creating that self-awareness is going to be key. And if you're not reflecting on how you're feeling, journaling about it, looking at the good habits, looking at the bad habits, getting it out of your head, first of all, is going to be really, really help from getting too many thoughts cluttered in your head and you're not feeling so good. So make sure you journal regularly. This is absolutely key to get the thoughts out of your head onto paper. So there are many, many habits we can do. And remember, it's got to be relevant to you. What makes you feel good and not so good? Now, there's general things like your exercise regime, having a good diet, surrounding yourself with good people that are always going to make most people feel good. But there are certain things that are different for others. So someone might like meditation for like 2 hours, someone else might do it for 5 minutes and go for a long mindful walk. It varies from person to person. I love reading. Some people don't like reading. So it completely varies from person to person. But in my latest book, The Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset, I do go through a number of different exercises and activities you can do for your self-esteem and confidence. And that book is now out on audiobook as well. So if you're a listener, which you probably are if you're listening to a podcast, to be honest, you can also listen to my latest book as an audiobook now. I will put the link in the description below. But if you're looking for some kind of change, you're looking for that, right, okay, I want to improve my self-esteem and confidence, I need to take action, what can I do, what are the ideas, and what are some actions, then this book is definitely for you. So thank you so much for listening today. If you've appreciated it, please share it with friends and family and give a rating. I really, really value all the ratings I've been getting and feedback I've been getting. So thank you if that's been you. I appreciate you. And remember, improve your self-esteem. You improve the lives of others.